Why did we get involved in it? I come from a family that is has always been big in sports. We're big sports fans generally. I have always grown up playing sport, as has my family. We've always had an interest in sport. We run a sports foundation, for example, in India called the Mittal Champions Trust, which helps to promote Olympic athletes. It's a trust that I started about 5 or 6 years ago with the idea of helping athletes to reach their potential and represent India in the Olympic Games. One of our athletes in the China Olympics, in the Beijing Olympics, is now the only athlete in the history of India to win an individual gold medal. Mm-hmm. And we take a lot of pride in it. And we always believed that the potential existed, but people didn't just have the resources or the support. So we gave them that, and that bared fruit in the last one. And we hope that in London 2012, we'll have far better representation for our country. So we've always liked to be involved in sport. Being in England for many, many years, we were given the opportunity to get involved with different football clubs, etc. Football is part of the fabric of this nation, as you know. I think that I always say to people, if you walk into a pub and you meet a few people, within the first 4 or 5 questions that somebody will ask another person, they'll ask you what football club you support. It's part of our being. And living here and spending a bit of my childhood growing up here, I've always been passionate about football. I love it. And when the opportunity came to be part of QPR, I lived very near for a while, near the stadium. I had been to many of the games. And it was just something that we'd always looked at. We said, when the time is right, we'd like to be involved in this because we think that we can hopefully add some benefit. And there's also a huge amount of enjoyment to be part of owning a football club and to try and help a club with get some success. And so all of those things came together when the opportunity presented itself with QPR. And many years on, we're here and we've had a wonderful time and happy that we've helped the club to progress.
But still, there is some difference between helping athletes in India, which is a nation that does not necessarily have the wealth that that people do have. Sure. In the UK. So this is not QPR is not charity for you, is it?
No, not at all. Absolutely not. I as a matter of fact, when I got involved in the club, one of the things that I had suggested to the other shareholders at that point in time was that my expertise in what I do is in running businesses, and that I would help to make QPR more professional as a business, because there was no real checks and balances in the business. There was a lot of leakages, and it was a business that was not being run efficiently. And so I didn't pretend at that point in time to know better than anybody else who was a better player or how to structure a player's contract. But I said, we can make this business more efficient, and in making it more efficient, the club is healthier and on a stronger financial footing. And so it's definitely not a charity. We actually want to run the club very efficiently. We want the club to be able to be sustainable in the long term. This is not a club that has taken on large amounts of debts, etc., like other football clubs in the country. And it's not something that I want to ever have for this football club. And so it may not be a charity, but at the same time, it's not necessarily a business in that we're not trying to make money out of the club. Obviously, it requires us to put a lot of money into it every day that I have been involved in the club. But I want to do it in a way that the club is sustainable and the club is efficient and the club lasts for longer than we are. And the club never faces these difficult, perilous financial positions. And so definitely not a charity, but we also understand that people don't make money on football. It's not a situation where this can be defined as a business, because you have to make many decisions based that will cost over a long period of time. But that's something that we're okay with. We love the club. We want to help the club grow and succeed. And however long we're involved in this football club, we hope that when we leave it in a better position than when we found it.
Would you say that you have helped the club progress in a business manner, the way like it has progressed in a football manner also in the time you've been involved?
I think the answer is definitely yes. We have a club now that has no external debt. Any of the debt that the club has is our own shareholder debt. There's no external bank debt in the club. There's a working capital facility of £5 million in the club, but that's it, and the club doesn't suffer from that. However, when we took over the club, it had external debt. There was debts against the stadium and all of these other things. From a management perspective, it's a very professionally run club now. The new CEO, Philip Beard, I think is a high quality professional. The whole process in which things are approved in the club, how expenses are paid, how budgets are prepared, etc., has made it a far more professional enterprise, whereas before it was not being run in such a way. And I think that with any organization, you need to have that in place if in the long term you want it to be sustainable and you want it to be accountable and you want it to run within certain budgets and you want longevity for it. And so QPR is a far more professional organization today than it was when we got involved, and that's something I take a lot of pride in. Mm-hmm.
How far can the club go? I mean, one question is how far it can go football-wise up the Premier League, but how much of an enterprise can you make of a club that has a rather small stadium and that can't even take 20,000 spectators every other week?
Look, I believe that, and it's something that I have worked on since I've been involved in this club, I don't believe that you can make a club a massive or a large or an international club overnight. This is a process that you have to take time with and you have to give it love. When I got involved in the football club, for example, I became chairman of the QPR and the Community Trust. It's something I feel very strongly and very passionately about, and I think each of the supporters does. I recently announced a deal where I myself am going to be supporting the Tiger Cups for another 3 years in a deal that triples the budget that they've worked on up until this point. These are the intangibles that I believe make supporters more proud of their football club and will make us more respected as a football club going forward. And so these are longer term views. These are things that are intangibles. But for me, the performance on the pitch is very important. But most supporters of the club also want to feel pride in their football club off the field. And so whether that be through doing better and working better with our community, whether it be respecting the fans more, whether it be trying to grow our presence internationally. About 4 years ago, I started an enterprise in India where QPR goes every year and works with the street children in India and does a tournament called the Mumbai Soccer Challenge. In the first year, there was probably 500 kids that showed up for it. This year, we had an excess of 4,000 children. When you land in a stadium in the airport in India today, you'll see people wearing QPR jerseys. And that is incredible considering we came from a time where you only saw Man United or Real Madrid. And it's come because we've worked from the grassroots up. We've worked with the kids. We've done it for 4 years in a row. We send our coaches there to help them, etc. Now with Tony being involved, he wants to try and build the club's image a little bit in Malaysia, take them to that part of the world. And so this is, for us, this is an exercise in trying to help QPR become a larger club, but also a more respected club. And so it's a process that takes time, it takes energy. For the last 4 or 5 years, it's cost us money to take the club and to send people to India. But we believe that that's the right way of trying to build a fan base from the ground up. And so it's something that I hope that we can continue to do. And if we can continue to do that, then I think that the club over a period of time will start to be more respected and better recognized around the world.